Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, you are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you. We bless and we honor you. We magnify your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for our going out. Thank you for our coming in. Thank you, Lord, for your daily provision, for the capacity, for the enablement that you have given unto us. Thank you, everlasting Father, for your leading, for your guidance, for your counsel. Thank you for all the past broadcasts, for all the souls that have been won into your kingdom, for all manners of testimonies that you have given to those who have listened to the broadcast. We say glory, honor, praises be unto you, Lord. We bless you and we magnify you. Father, we commit today's broadcast into your holy hands. And we pray, Lord, that you will take control for everyone that listens to it, Lord. Let them be blessed. Let them have an encounter with you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I welcome you joyfully to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And indeed, you will command your day. Your day will be fruitful. Your day will be filled of joy. Your day will be filled of the demonstration of the power of the Most High in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today, I'm going to share with you what I titled, Multiplied Grace. The Lord will multiply His grace upon your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The grace of God upon you will not be static, but rather it shall continue to be multiplied on a day-by-day basis in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text from the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, and I'm reading from verse 2 to verse 10. 2 Peter chapter 1, reading from verse 2 to verse 10. It says, grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him, who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through this, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to your goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is near-sighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are talking about multiplied grace. It's God that gives us the grace The grace comes from him. He is the giver of grace. And indeed, you will be beneficiary of his grace in the name of Jesus. He's giving us that grace so that our election can be sure. Your calling shall be sure. And I pray that indeed your calling will be sure in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You will not miss the purpose of God concerning your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. God himself has already blessed us. He tells us in the book of 2 Peter, that same 2 Peter that we read in verse 3, say, his divine power has given us everything that we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Fantastic. Say, he has already given us. He has given us everything that we need. It's not that God is saying, I am going to give you, but he has already given you everything we need for a godly life. Now, one thing is for you to be given something. Another thing is also for you to know that that thing has been given you. And another thing actually is for you to use that which has been given you. I pray that indeed the Lord will grant us that revelation for us to know that everything that we need has already been given unto us. And he will grant us the grace to be able to use that which he has given us for us to live a godly life, a life that will be pleasing unto him all the days of our lives. Because, you know, brothers and sisters, God has already saved us because of his mercy, not because of anything special that you and I did. He tells us in the book of Titus chapter 3, reading from verse 5. He says, he saved us not because of righteous things that we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and the renewer of the Holy Spirit. He went further in verse 6 to say, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Lord, our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to stress these things, so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable to everyone. So, brothers and sisters, he has saved us. He has saved us. He has justified us. He has poured upon us generously. Generously, he has poured upon us his blessings. But what else do we need? He has given us everything, but we have a role to play. We have a role to play. You see, the Bible tells us in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 28, he said, and we know, that is knowledge again, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Now, there are key words there. One word there is that those who love him, love God. Can you and I boldly say that we love this God? Because it's those who love him that he will begin to multiply the grace. He gives you the grace initially for you to be saved. But for that grace to be multiplied, for that grace to continue to grow, you and I need to love God. The more we love him, the more that grace increases for us. Because by loving him, we are walking in line with his purpose concerning us. I pray that you and I will be able to truly love this God I'm talking about with all our hearts. With all our hearts, we'll be able to love him we'll be able to serve him in spirit and in truth. Like it tells us in the book of John, John chapter 4, verse 24, he said, God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. We must worship this God in spirit and in truth. And worshiping him in spirit and in truth requires us to always be thankful. Let our mouth be filled with thanksgiving, not with complaint, not with grumbling, but with thanksgiving. In the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, reading from verse 13, he said, but we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord, because God chose you as first fruit to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel, that you may share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, brothers and sisters, you and I have to love this God. We have to be thankful at all times, because he has sent his son Jesus Christ to come and die for us. We have to continually build the block of our faith, like he read in that 2 Peter chapter 1 and from verse 5. Say, for this reason, you and I, say, make every effort to add to your faith goodness. And to goodness, you need to add knowledge. To knowledge, add self-control. To self-control, add perseverance. To perseverance, add godliness. To godliness, add mutual affection. To mutual affection, add love. And he says, if you and I possess these qualities in increasing measure, that means that if you want the grace to increase, you too have to continually increase those things in increasing measure. They will keep you from being ineffective. You will not be ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. May you grow in the knowledge of God. May you have a greater knowledge, greater understanding of him. Because God is ready to release his grace for us. And the grace of God comes in different dimensions. The Lord will grant you the grace to overcome all manners of sin in the name of Jesus. The grace to live a life of obedience shall be yours in the name of Jesus. He will give you the grace to pray until something happens. He will release unto you. The grace to win souls for his kingdom shall abound for you in the name of Jesus. The grace to be fruitful in all your undertakings, it is yours in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The grace to experience peace, even in the midst of the storm, the Lord will release unto you. He will release the grace to be the light in the midst of darkness. Wherever you go, the light of God will shine through you, for you, and by you, in the name of Jesus. The grace to see beyond what others are seeing, the Lord will release unto you. The grace for revelation and knowledge is yours in the name of Jesus. The grace to speak the word of God with all boldness, the Lord will release upon you. The grace to operate in the miraculous, miracles, signs, wonders shall follow you all the days of your life. It shall be yours in the name of Jesus. The grace to be contented in Christ Jesus shall be yours. The grace to outrun your enemies, the Lord will release unto you. The grace to experience all-round victory, it shall be yours in the name of Jesus. But all this grace I'm talking about, you need to have the initial grace, which is the grace of salvation. Have you received that? Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? So if you haven't, why not take this opportunity to accept him as your Lord and Savior? So just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, I want to thank you for this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that let their name, Lord, be permanently written in the book of life. Let them never go back to their vomit. Let them remain connected to you all the days of their life, in the name of Jesus. For everyone who have listened to this message, the grace of God will abound for you. You will go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from power to power. The favor of God will speak for you. His favor will make way for you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you.